Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Our Place, Episode 586.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're all right, aren't we?
We are fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah.
I think.
We're doing this on a different recorder this week, so the sound might be a bit different. I'm not going to process it other than normalise it. The headphone out does seem a little bit noisier than the LS100, but this is a lot cheaper recorder. The reason we're doing it on this recorder is because we are due to start selling it soon. And some people may have heard of it because we've talked about it on the podcast before. And it's the Eltrinex V12 Pro, or Eltrinex, that's right, Eltrinex V12 Pro. And it's not a bad little recorder, to be fair. As I say, it's not up to the spec of the LS100, but then it's not up to the price that the LS100 used to be. And the LS100 is now discontinued. So this recorder will probably sell for about $199. We're just waiting for the first shipment. And if anyone's interested, I'll give a brief overview of it. I won't demo it today because we're recording on this one.
I think we demoed it anyway, didn't
we? We did demo it on one episode, a long while ago.
We'll have to work out where it was. We did a recording with it and we discussed it in a previous episode.
Yeah.
And we weren't as keen as on the Olympuses, but then what would you expect?
Yeah. They've updated the firmware and I think the recording's improved a bit.
I think it's a bit better, yeah.
If anything, it lacks bass a little bit, so the mid-range in the middle is, you know, more than the bass. But I think it's actually quite a respectable recorder, and it speaks a lot more than the Olympuses used to. So you can set the time and date manually. It speaks with speech. It reads the date and time. It does one thing the Olympuses never did, and it tells you how much memory you've got left in terms of hours on the recorder. You can record in WAV or MP3. It's overall a pretty good recorder, and I think you'll agree the sound quality is quite good. I'm using its own built-in mics. Angie and I are just sitting together on the sofa, and I think it's quite good. What do you think, Angie?
Yeah, I mean, I've slightly revised my would I buy one or not. I can't remember what I actually said. I know at the moment I doubt I would because I don't need one. I've got my P4 is still fine as far as I'm aware. Well, it is still fine, yes. There are some things that I find have a bit of an issue with the P4.
And there's also more speech on this one than the P4.
There's more speech, which is to its advantage. But I'm not somebody who needs lots of recorders around, and you know, I don't. The way I record it, it's not necessary to have.
This one I particularly like, as I say, I like the memory information.
Yes, I wanted that on the P4, and I was going to experiment whether I could do it while reading with an app from my phone to read the memory content. Mm.
The date and time is really good.
Yeah.
It speaks the date and time of the recording. Mm. It tells you the length of the recording. There's a lot it tells you that Olympus doesn't, isn't
yes.
there? Because it's made for the blind. I think they could have had slightly better grade mics, but they've got to keep it down to a price, you know. And I think it's not bad, really.
Well, I don't know how they are up for feedback. More people who use it, and they might, if they thought people would buy them, might do things.
Yes.
Because they don't seem to, I don't know what Olympuses are around anymore either. There's nothing else accessible that I'm aware of.
No, because the P4's been discontinued
now.
Yeah,
that's been, that was the cheapest, wasn't it? Now?
Yeah, and this is another reason I decided to start selling this.
The DM7 and those things have gone, which was what we recommended if you wanted full accessibility.
Yeah.
This seems to be the one option around at the moment. That I know about. Anybody that knows anything, tell us, because we're always interested in if you've got a recorder, then demo it. We're all up for people to send in their demos.
It's also got external mic socket, so you can plug in a higher quality mic into
it. That's what we did, wasn't it? We recorded with another mic.
Yes. Yeah.
I believe, on the last podcast.
But this is the internal mic.
Yes, this is how it comes.
Yeah.
And
I would say it's a bit low on high frequencies as well, would you, Angie?
Yes, it's very flat, probably.
It's very flat.
It reminds me of my first... It's more like my first cassette recorder, which was very nice back in the day. You know, it was, for what it was very nice back in the day. Because I'm used to slightly different... we think it's aimed at voice, really, as well, don't we? Where the limpuses are possibly all rounder.
Yeah.
I think this is... Well, we've not tried it with any music, obviously, because
We're not travelling, we're not going out to record anything,
No, I don't
are we?
Even mean that. You could try playing your keyboard into it, I guess, and things like that, and see how it came out.
Yeah, we can do demos of things like that.
But the way I use a recorder, it would work for me, because I just like to put my recorder somewhere and record what goes on with it.
Yeah.
I'm a bit nosy. If I could see, I'd be a right curtain twitcher.
It does go up to 48K 24-bit, which is higher than some of the Olympuses.
Yes.
Oh, he's here already, I think, Tom. Oh, no,
it's
not.
We're
expecting a visitor, and I did just wondered if he was outside
the
window.
The back door, probably.
You've just got a text reply, haven't you?
No,
it's all right. We're looking out because we just had a text. Somebody may be turning up. So
I don't think he could have turned up yet.
No.
A bit too quick.
So. But anyway, yeah, this is not a bad recorder. I don't think it's not a bad recorder in anyone's eyes, and it will get you a good recording of pretty much anything, voice or music. And high quality recording as well.
Yeah. And the reason this has come back to us is somebody contacted the company, didn't they, who make it, because they wanted to buy one.
In the UK, yes. And the company
they said,
they don't
sell it themselves to him, and there's nobody in the UK. But so
they forwarded him to me.
We got back in touch with they got back in touch with us, the company, didn't they?
Yeah.
And so we said, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
We could, you know, do that.
Yeah.
Because it does look like it's the main option now. Mm. And it's very small.
It is tiny. Yeah. It's not a bad recorder at all. No. I don't think it's bad at all. I'll be interested in anyone's feedback. This has been recorded. The only thing I'm going to do with this is normalise it. I'm not going to have any effects on it, anything like that. So I'm just going to normalise it because it... The only thing I would say about this recorder as well is that it doesn't have any direct manual recording level. It has 5 different sensitivity levels on the mic. So you can go down from really low, to normal, to high, or middle, they should call it, to high, to highest. So there's 5 levels.
Is it easy to knock?
No.
No.
No, no, no. You have to change the mic sensitivity in settings.
In settings.
So there's no physical way of turning the recording up and down. So
see, that would suit me, obviously.
You know, I was going to say, for people who want a good recording, they can get an idea where they want the sensitivity and go. Mm. There's no, you know, faffing about with it, setting the volume levels, anything like that. Just hit record and go. Another thing I personally don't like is that when you press record, it goes immediately into record. Now, some people do. I'm not keen on that. I prefer things to go into standby record first, so I can monitor the level.
Yeah, they call it pro, but I for a true
pro, it isn't.
Doing things for professional reasons, I doubt it.
One thing I really do like, and I think Angie will approve of this as well, I don't know if Angie knows about this even, is when the machine is powered off, if you press and hold record, it will power on and record straight away. I like that.
That I like, because if you hear something, you sometimes want to make a quick recording.
Yeah.
I actually don't have any preconceived ideas. Do I mind whether it goes straight? Actually, yes, I think that straight into record. If you're listening to something like in the past when you recorded an argument, your Olympus, you had to put it in standby, then record, and all this, and power it on and everything. And you could just grab this and
go.
I don't know how quick it comes on.
About 5 seconds.
Oh, so, right, from stop to record, totally off to record.
Yeah.
So that would be good for that kind of thing.
Yeah, straight in.
Always have one around on your windowsill if you're that nosy, or in your room where you want to record.
It is nice.
So, yes.
There's more fours than against,
I think,
say
there
for
is
it.
More fours than against.
I think it's... And listening to it now with a fairly cheap pair of headphones, it's nice. It's nice quality. It's very flat.
Yes. I think because we're used to rather more professionally sounding recorders, I suppose. I don't know, made by the big companies. And, And you actually dug it out again last weekend, and I heard it on your big speakers, on the stereo.
Yeah.
And I have revised my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's bad at all.
But you did update it. So, they may have improved.
Yeah.
And like on the P4, the mics are very small, so they're not as good, for instance, as the LS100. Well, you can't buy that anymore.
No.
You might find them secondhand or places that haven't sold out, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they don't make them.
But I really quite like it. I have to say, I really do quite like it.
Yes.
As a recorder.
So, yes, actually, I might be looking at one of them in my future.
And it does play music as well. It plays MP3s. And you can have it set to play only one file or repeat files or play the whole album and things like that. So you can do that. You can set bookmarks in files.
Mm.
So it's got things that a lot of recorders don't have. It resumes if you want it to.
The Olympuses do bookmarks.
Yeah, they do.
And the zooms as well, I think.
Yeah. And this also lets you, it's got an index button. And if you press index while it's recording, it will separate, it'll mark that.
So you can move it. It would be all right for things like that. Yeah.
If you press and hold the index, it will separate, it will start a new file as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the other thing I like, it's got automatic file division. What that means is, I've currently got it set up, because when you did overnight recordings, Ange, I set it up to separate files every hour.
Right.
So you've got 1 hour, then the next file is another hour, then the next file is another hour.
What's the default?
No division.
Oh, there isn't a division, because the Olympuses divide up by every 2 gig or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this one might do that, because I think that is a, you know, those
we'd
are...
We'd have to test it. We need to test it do a long recording and see.
But yeah, you,
it won't be a thing to...
You can go 10 minutes,
well, it doesn't matter,
15 minutes, half an hour. There's several settings, and you can divide up the file. And I think that's another good idea as well.
Brilliant, that. Yeah, you know, like that.
Everything speaks. Absolutely everything on it speaks, if you want it to. You can even turn the backlight off, which is good. So you don't get, like, you have to press a key to bring it out standby or anything like that, you know, when you're recording, before you stop it. And also, it's got this hidden recording feature, isn't it, Ange?
So yes, you can have the light off.
You can. It will turn all the lights off, so nothing happens on the screen while it's recording. So nobody knows you're recording.
And it hides the files, apparently.
And it hides the files in a special folder.
So that's, if you need to be a bit private...
Yeah, you can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
That's quite nice. You can put rechargeable batteries in it.
Yeah. But we don't know yet if it charges in the machine.
No, we don't know that. No. I would probably stick...
Think not.
...batteries in my CareTech charger, or your CareTech, our CareTech The company's CareTech charger.
Yeah.
Or the little Morrison's, you can buy
a charger. We've got a cheap...
They're fiddly, but they charge very, very fast.
Yeah.
We have got one in the kitchen, which charges extremely fast.
But I'll try and find that out, whether it charges the machine, you know, the battery in the machine. It also gives battery level. It gives it in very weird English. I want to talk to him about the translation strings, if we decide to sell it, which I think we are going to. In fact, we have ordered our first lot, so we are going to. I want to talk to him about the language strings. It says rise okay instead of high okay for battery. So I don't know what it will say for middle or low. So we'll see when we get to it. Because again, it's got good battery life.
Does rise mean high, or does it kind of mean rise as in full?
I don't know.
Power?
Don't know.
Might say rise.
Don't know.
Or, we, yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, we never really looked at all that when you.
No.
You did have some batteries in there.
Yes.
Some in there.
Some ordinary batteries, but, yeah. But now I've got rechargeables in it, and you can tell it whether you've got rechargeables or ordinary batteries, so it'll monitor it'll correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All in all, a pretty good recorder, I'd say.
Yes.
What else have we been up to, Ange?
Well, since all the pubs have been open for indoor, we've been last Saturday. We had a wonderful evening, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Full of fun. The football was going on, but we were still all chatting, and you had a bet with Charlotte's boyfriend, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I won 50 quid.
You won 50,
didn't I?
You said, he said that
Man City would beat Chelsea.
And you said, no, Chelsea's going to win.
Yeah, and they did. Yeah.
So you got a bit of money out of it.
That was a cup final.
That was fun. Mm. We had a really nice, very friendly evening.
Yeah.
And the way they've got it laid out, they've got you all spaced. It's like all being in a big living room now.
Yeah, it's
and
nice.
And they bring the table to you. It's all spaced around on, well, we were on couches.
Yeah.
And there were people behind me playing pool a little bit for several metres away.
Yeah.
And the other end, there were some more people a good few metres away again.
Yeah.
He's really got it spaced out nice. Of course, I'm sure the landlords, the people, the pub owners are praying for the day when they don't have to space you out because you can't get the amount of people in the pub that they'd like, I'm sure. Really, you know, but at least he has an outside area as well, so he can have more people when it's, you know, when they want to be outside.
I think next Saturday when I go out, I'm going to take the recorder with me and just record hubbub in the room. I'm going to take this with me and just record hubbub around.
Oh, yeah, but we're going out next.
We can see what the stereo separation is then as well.
Yes, it would be nice to do that.
And I'll take it away with me in August as well, I think.
Yes.
In case we want to record anything.
Take that, and I'll probably take
the P4. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we can charge that, because that's the only thing we don't know, because you wouldn't necessarily want to be dragging a charger with you on all the day, unless you've got a small one.
No, but the good thing about this is you could put two AA's or AAA's in it.
You could, yeah. I agree.
So you don't have to have rechargeable batteries in it.
But yeah.
Same as the P4.
Yeah, that's true. You can,
Yeah. So yeah,
P4 has comes and you recharge them in the unit on the P4.
Yeah.
So.
We had a good evening with Dad. Down the pub. What else have we been up to? Not a lot really. I've been out work a couple of times. I've been travelling now.
Getting out and about a bit. It's coming more of it now.
Yeah, I've been to Woking and Milton Keynes.
More to come. Which we can talk about much later.
Yeah.
Other than being busy with work, though, we haven't really done.
No. We said this wouldn't be a long podcast, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do have a little demo to put. We'll probably put that at the end, won't we?
We'll probably put it at the end. Yeah.
We said the Sonos Roam.
Yes, we've got a demo from Derry, Derry Lawler, who listens to the podcast. Hi, Derry. Thank you for the demo. Steve, we didn't forget you. We've still got the demo, and we're going to put it on at the end of this.
This time.
Yeah, it's only about 4 minutes long.
Very
but
short
it's, you know,
point.
It does tell us about
the little bit about
the Roam. The Sonos Roam. Yep. So, yeah. Other than that, anything else, Ange?
I can think of nothing. Oh, yeah, we've got internet troubles, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think because we've had a lot of rain, because we've got the old copper wires, my upload speed, has gone down dramatically. And our cameras keep going offline, our Nest cameras. Now, Monday, we are having... I'm getting quite excited about this, I have to say. On Monday, we're having...
Well, I'm...
You're not?
Well, I should be excited if it all works out, I think. You know? See what I'm saying?
We are supposed to be able to get a maximum of 500 meg up, down, and 35 meg up.
Actually, I don't think I'd be excited, because this is old hat now, all this internet stuff. It's not new, is it?
It is, but seeing that speed, it'll be really nice to
it
see
will it.
It'll
be nice.
You know.
I hope it will improve all the media, like grouping of speakers. That will excite me if that works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That will excite me if that works out.
Yeah.
That might work better. I really don't know.
No, but
because
let's see.
It's
all
dependent on your router and all kinds anyway.
But anyway, 500 meg up, down, and 35 up. Which means that they say that we should get a a minimum of 50% of that, which means that we should get a minimum 200 meg down, 250 meg down, which is bloody fast anyway, and 16.5 meg up. Now, we currently get about, well, currently at the moment, while we're having this trouble, we're getting about 6.5 up, you know.
And we're supposed to get a minimum of...
We're supposed to get between 8 and 12.
8 and 12, and we don't.
And we're not. We're getting...
Now, the
six
trouble
and
is, the
seven.
Engineer who came around doesn't agree that we should get a minimum.
No,
rate.
He's saying we should get
no,
six.
No, he wouldn't.
So, our upload speed with Openreach is pants.
It's rubbish.
Now, what I'm going to do is, because my contract with Plusnet doesn't end until January, I'm going to keep it as fallover, which is means I can leave it plugged into the router, and I can plug my Virgin modem into the router as well. And the router will do what's called balanced routing, which means that the fastest internet provider wins. So if you're on Plusnet, if your Virgin Media goes really slow, then Plusnet would kick in, and vice versa. Now, you know, if that works well, then that's fine, because we don't pay a lot for the Plusnet internet. So that's really good. And I'll keep that going till January, and then I'll review it then, you know. I'm looking forward to that.
Dare I say, we may have something else to demo next month.
What's that?
Well, you're getting this Shure mic for phones, aren't you?
We are indeed. I'm getting the Shure MV88 Plus, and we may do a podcast on the Android or iPhone.
Or both.
Or both.
Months.
Well, yeah, we'll do a podcast on each, certainly.
The Shure MV88. Plus. Natively is for an iPhone.
Yeah.
The Plus, it's called a video kit, they call it, don't
yeah.
they? You
yeah.
can use a video kit, and you can plug it into your Android phone.
What I'm unsure of is whether they actually give you the USB-C adapter, because they say micro USB in some reviews, USB-C in other reviews. If I don't get it, then I'll have to get a micro USB to USB-C adapter. And they're easy to get. They're a couple of quid on Amazon.
Yeah, we should be able to do it.
You know.
It makes it a bit more
but we'll
messy
see.
To plug all in and get going, doesn't it?
No, because it just fits on the end of it's not a cable. It
just
fits on the end of
the
wire, if you know what I mean.
Because this was my other thought of future. Do I, in the future, use a iPhone for recording? But as you did point out...
Two devices to carry around.
As you pointed out, unless you turn your phone off, you could get noise from
the phone
the
itself. If you unless you turn off all the radios, turn off wireless and turn
when you're
off
out and about, you don't want to do that, do you?
No.
Necessarily.
No.
But for home, for overnight use, it could be fine. Or for small use. But to get into recording on these, it's quite easy looking at the apps as well. The Shure app, it's quite easy to record quickly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And but you may or may not get a lot of noise. Yeah. It depends on if you have to put the mic on every time, or can you leave the mic on the phone? That's the other problem.
Don't talk too much about that, because we want to talk about it in more depth when
we've
got the demo.
My future, will I do that in the future? Is that how I will record?
I'm not
very accessible.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I'm not sure whether I will or not. I wouldn't use it as a primary recorder, because...
I might, if I'm away, though, just take that.
Mm.
See?
Don't think I would, simply
because
it fits in the end of your phone.
Because
so you'd have to hold your phone out while you're recording.
Because the more I take with me, the more I need a bigger handbag. I don't like them too big either.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of these is tiny, though. This
that
is really small.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, but my handbag isn't quite big enough.
For this?
Well, the P4, I've got two... My handbag doesn't have wide enough compartments for
everything I
want. I
think this is smaller than the P4. I'm not sure. We'd have to measure
long.
It.
It's not as long, no.
No, no.
But
it's got the same kind of mics on it. It's got the same spread.
But it does all go in. Yeah, I can get everything in my
handbag
that I take away with me.
But anyway, so we'll have something else to demo next month.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah.
If you like it. If you don't, it goes back, I guess. Do what we want.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Anyway, for contact information, what I'm going to do in future, I think, is rather than give you all these different ways you can contact me, just head you to www.ourplace-podcast.info, where you can find everything out about the podcast, including contacting us, and also you can download each and every episode or play it, you know, on your computer or whatever you want to do with that. That's probably going to be the easiest way, isn't it, Ange, to be fair?
If it doesn't suit because you're on Sonatas and don't have computers, or whatever, let us know and we'll have to revise that.
Yeah.
This is quicker than reading all that blurb.
It is, every month.
Easier, I
think. If everyone wants all that extra blurb, I'm going to record a template probably and put it at the end of the podcast.
Actually, you could do that in the future. Yes, you could do that.
Yeah.
But some people might not want all that, but some people probably need it if they want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's it for us, is it not?
I think it better be it for us, because it sounds like we're going to get a chaotic day from what Angie just told me. So, because we're having aerials fitting.
Do I read my text? I don't know that.
No. So we better call it a halt now to find out what's going on, hadn't we?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say goodbye.
And goodbye from me.
And we'll hand over the last word to Derry, and he's going to tell us about the Sonos Roam. Over to you, Derry.
Hello, Derry Lawler here. Hope you're all keeping well today. Today I'm going to talk to you about a new product I have. It's called a Sonos Roam, R-O-A-M. It's just been launched. I got mine before midday, or just around midday today. A lovely device. I have a setup and all, and it's a tiny device. It's really handheld. From left to right, it's the size, the length of an iPhone, so kind of like a really, tidy machine. It's about an inch and a half, 2 inches tall, an inch and a half, 2 inches wide from at the bottom. It's a triangular shape, as I say. And on the left-hand side, you've got five buttons, volume down, volume up, play, pause, and I suppose an activation button or a toggle button. And at the back, near the power, you've got a on-off button or a pair button, if you like. So I have the device set up, and I'm going to show you three ways how would I get my music on it. So I'm using the iPhone I have here. So I'm not connected to any source, so it's just as we go. So I just open Sonos, or Sonos, depending on what part of the world you're in. So I'm going to look for James Taylor.
Item 3, long ago and far away. Item 2, Fire and Rain, James Taylor.
Fire and Rain.
Fire and Rain, James Taylor. Fire
main
selected living room. Sonos selected living room.
I've got the two rooms here.
Sonos room selected living room.
Unselect the room. Sonos room
battery is charging at 71%.
Play.
James Taylor back button.
So that's the Sonos Roam on its own playing, and it's quite a tidy sound. It's bassy enough. I'm going to hold it up to the microphone. Sorry, Brad.
They let me know you were gone.
So that's at the front of the
Suzanne,
microphone.
The plans they made put an end.
Pretty good quality sound, sorry. I'll pause that so we don't want to break any copyrighted. Now then we go into Spotify and use AirPlay 2. So open Spotify. I should have stuff here ready to play.
See all 15 played. Cleaning Marlon. Selected. Midnight Train. Killing Me Softly with it. Selected.
Midnight Train. I'll stop it there straight away. And I'll just go into my control center. And I'm going to find my...
cellular data, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, media controls, playback destination.
The playback destination. Double tap that. And in here, I should have the Sonos Roam.
Playback test, track position. One previous play. Next volume. 8 selected. iPhone.
As iPhone TVs, speaker. Heading, living room. So the living room was my main Sonos.
Sonos Roam.
And Sonos Roam. Here we go. Double tap.
Sonos Roam. Pending.
So it'll connect to that device. I just go back out. And go into my...
Yesterday. Heading. Spotify.
And
back
here we are. Play. So that's it playing now. Using AirPlay 2, the Midnight Train to Georgia. Quite bass, isn't it? I'll hold up again to the microphone.
Too much for the man.
I'm not going to sing, even if I'd love to.
So he's leaving a life.
Yesterday, heading.
So I pause there, and the last way, I put the phone out of the way, the last way you can activate is with your voice assistant. Sorry, I'm peeking. Your voice assistant called Alexa. Alexa, play Katy Perry Birthday on Apple Music.
Birthday by Katy Perry from Apple Music.
Now hitting down the volume. Now, I want to play the next song, so I'm going to hit the play pause twice.
That was the last song.
Oh, that was the last song, so obviously that's... So the buttons are worked that way, so the play pause. So pretty good sound, great device. The subwoofer on it is really bassy. You can have it in two positions, the way it is now, or on its side in a sort of a tiny footprint. So if you're out in the game, if you don't have much space in your table, you can have it in a nice footprint, so on the side. So all in all, it's a pretty good speaker for the money. I think you'll enjoy that. Have a good day now. Bye.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.